It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, all of you beautiful people. Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and today I want to talk to you about video game franchises that unfortunately desperately need a win. Now, it can be a thing that when you get a successful title going and it leads into a sequel after a sequel, you might take to thinking that, yeah, damn, son, I'm doing pretty well. I can take my foot off the gas. But unfortunately, that's when disaster might rear its ugly, ugly head. Because year after year, if you change little and don't try to innovate, then unfortunately you're going to start experiencing negative returns. Ooh, spooky. And these franchises, well, they definitely have had their foot off the gas for so long, well, they're just coasting into a brick wall. So let's take a look at them today and try to steer them off the course of sheer annihilation. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video game franchises who desperately need a win. Number 8, WWE. WWE just can't find the right style of play to satisfy gamers adequately enough to get away with not changing too much each year. The last game to introduce a truly worthwhile addition was SmackDown vs. Raw 2009, and that was the introduction of the creator finisher. Since then, the games have ranged from passable to yawn-worthy as the gameplay grew more and more tired and the most exciting addition became ring objects that have now got slightly more advanced physics. Gone are the ridiculous amount of matchups that you could have, and the creation suites have been neutered beyond all belief. And the worst thing is that each game has got progressively slower and more boring, with a focus on realistic weight and lengthy, detailed animations. It seems that the developers have forgotten that the fast-paced arcade action was what made the earlier wrestling titles so beloved. And it all came to a head with the dumpster fire that was WWE 2K20. Which somehow featured worse visuals than the previous year, barely functioned due to the amount of bugs, and was as much fun as dissecting water particle by particle. And if you think that WWE Battlegrounds was the way forward, I gotta tell you, son, it isn't. Number 7, Metal Gear. Metal Gear is strangely one of the most popular, yet also one of the most niche video game series ever made, with slick stealth action gameplay combined with insanely intricate plots of espionage. There's nothing else quite like it in the media. And the series does not rush out its entries, and after many years of brilliantly crafted adventures, it seemed that Solid Snake and pals could do no wrong. With Ground Zero's release, it showcased how amazing the new Fox engine was going to be, and the tweaks that have been made to the gameplay made the experience so much smoother. However, it was essentially a glorified demo that failed to leave much impact. Then the Phantom Pain released to critical acclaim but was clearly unfinished following Kojima's nasty split from the game studio, leaving a mess of a third act, and retrospective views are not very kind to this entry. Kojima left to make Death Stranding, as we all know, and so Metal Gear Survive was released. Ugh, and it was an insulting attempt to keep the franchise going. And you know what the worst thing is that every single month you hear rumors and rumblings that Konami is going to carry on the Metal Gear franchise. And you know what? I really hope that the next one they put out is a win. It needs to be, because otherwise, all of that goodwill is going to be flushed down the toilet. Number 6, Halo. Halo was once a titan of the games industry, with each entry bringing something absolutely groundbreaking to the game. The week of the release, there wasn't a single person, gaming or otherwise, that wasn't talking about Halo Combat Evolved. The first three games also only got stronger, with each release being stuffed with game modes that culminated in Halo 3's immense content to dollar value. Then Bungie released the fondly remembered Halo Reach and handed over the reins to 343 Industries. And the series, well, it's never really captured the same essence that it once carried. Halo 4 was seen as a kind of safe release that let fans return to the universe universe without any major improvements or significant additions to the franchise. Then Halo 5 also failed to implement any major upgrades to the formula and had a marketing campaign that completely misinterpreted the story of the game, which hugely upset the majority of fans. After the misstep that was Guardians, the franchise has slowly lost momentum without any big releases, and when they did announce that there was going to be a new Halo game coming, it did hype everyone up, until we saw what it looked like. Here's praying that Halo Infinite can deliver something more akin to the Bungie era and allow the Chief to retake the throne of first-person shooters, but it's all up in the air at the moment. Number 5. Dynasty Warriors. As I have made clear many, many times before, I absolutely adore the Dynasty Warriors series, and as much as it pains me to admit, I own every single main entry release and nearly every single one of the spin-off games and crossovers. And the reason that it pains me is that as much as I clearly adore, well, not thinking and hammering the same button over and over, the series, well, it clearly hates me, as it has been getting steadily worse for years. Now, the games have never been technical powerhouses, but with Dynasty Warriors 9, we saw an ugly and unfocused mess which really did nothing to warm those that had gone cold on the series. Adding in more characters and weapons will only get you so far, but changing it so that any character could adopt the moves of any other warrior meant that nobody felt unique. With a huge uninspiring map with little to do, players quickly became bored with the concept and were left to wonder what, if anything, that Dynasty Warriors as a series had to offer. Maybe it would actually be worth returning to the one-on-one fighter idea. Hey, at least at this point, it would be different enough to generate interest. Number 4. Far Cry. Far Cry seemed to peak with the third entry in the series that got everything so spot on that almost every single Ubisoft release since then, well, has copied the features that made that gameplay so addictive. The fourth entry was essentially the exact same game in a different map, with a villain that somehow showed up even less than Vaas did in 3. Then Primal quite literally copied and pasted number 4's map, but added a caveman theme. Far Cry 5 managed to steal some headlines due to its storyline revolving around a Christian doomsday cult, but it was just window dressing for a fairly weak narrative. Ubisoft's formula of a big open world with multiple collectibles, outposts to take down, and things to shoot were all present, but it wasn't bolstered by anything more enthralling. Fans also noted the game lacked many features that even Far Cry 2 had all the way back in 2008. Then New Dawn got ripped to pieces for essentially being a direct-to-DVD version of 5 with nothing new or interesting to find in a game that people complained had nothing new or interesting in. The series needs to be refreshed with some exciting additions rather than just a retread of the tired gameplay loop seen in every other release if it wants to survive another console generation. Number 3. Mass Effect. Mass Effect stamped its authority as one of the best sci-fi game series, and say it with me, kids, of all time, straight off the bat. Its rich, fully realized universe, epic storyline, and fun futuristic gameplay made every entry a guaranteed Game of the Year contender. Then, the third entry came along and was bombarded with a ton of controversy that tainted its release and blinded many people to what was yet another amazing title, if you exclude the ending. And it seemed for a while that the series' reputation couldn't go any lower with fans. That was until BioWare released the horrendous car crash that was Andromeda 5 years later. Now, it contained great gameplay in places, but the world felt flat, the characters unmemorable, and the game itself was cluttered with an insane amount of bugs. Andromeda was a massive backfire that was so memed that it couldn't be taken seriously, and all plans to continue that saga in the series were rapidly halted. BioWare has announced another Mass Effect is coming after Dragon Age 4, but you know what? It is going to need to be near on perfect to salvage one of gaming's most invested series. Number 2. Dead Rising. Dead Rising 1 and 2 are arguably the game that zombie fans dreamt about coming to life. Essentially being a video game version of Dawn of the Dead where everything is a weapon and they can do anything they want. Now, Dead Rising 3 was actually a pretty solid entry, but between middling reviews and lacking the personality or memorable locations of the previous entries, it quickly faded from memory. Then Dead Rising 4 came along and was spearheaded by the worst possible developers who abandoned all of the tropes that made the series great. Removing the timer made the game lose any tension, and it tried so hard to make gamers godlike killing machines that there was absolutely no challenge involved. They turned Frank West into a 2-bit Ash Williams knockoff without any of the charm. The game was clearly created cheap and to appease the widest possible audience. But you know what that resulted in? The absolute inability to shift units. The franchise needs somebody with a passion for the first two games to take over the series and deliver a big winning fourth sequel. If not, the most diverse zombie killing simulator on the market might be rendered permanently deceased. And number one, Silent Hill. Silent Hill is a series that just can't catch a break. After three brilliant entries into the franchise, Silent Hill 4 divided opinion by diverging from the main formula way too much and sold rather poorly during a Japanese gaming sales slump. Homecoming was a Western-developed mixed bag, while the latest release Downpour was an unfinished critical disaster. Then suddenly, it seemed like the series had gotten a lifeline with the fantastically scary PT that teased the next game being developed with the legends Hideo Kojima and Guillermo del Toro. Everyone and their mum was pumped to see more, then out of nowhere, Konami just cancelled the popular project and said that it would continue the series in another way. Fans have been given hope way too many times as the series has now laid dormant for 8 years, and Konami has only made slot machines and DLC for other games. As it stands, it is a stunningly sad end for one of the greatest horror series to ever grace gaming. It needs either Silent Hills to resurrect itself or something just as exciting to keep the series from dying off completely.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.